attacking scheme as far as the two-gap scheme?
Well, I don't think it just improved my game, but it improved a lot of guys around me. Everybody's having fun in it. And just in the 4-3 defense, the way that he coached it, you know, just give guys a chance to go be great. You know, just go out and, you know, attack, fly off the football.
He has a history of doing really good things with three technique defensive tackles. Did you know that before this season? Did you kind of get excited about that?
Yeah, I mean, even though I'm not the three technique every play, but, you know, in some of his defenses in previous years, he have had just one permanent three technique. But obviously that he believed that everybody, both sides, you know, me and Benny can play three techniques. So we just both play sides.
Where do you think you've improved your game the most year, from one year to the next?
I mean, just working hard and being coachable, I think is the main thing for me. Just embracing every moment and every chance I got to go out and, you know, on the field and compete. And I also think just the competition level around me, you know, guys like Benny pushing me every day. You know, I push Benny every day, so it just gives me something to look for every day going into practice.
But the Lions have a younger offensive line. So Jim Caldwell said they're high draft picks, but they're young. What have you seen from them on film so far from what you looked at?
I mean, as a group, I think they play together. I think, you know, they're real aggressive. You know, they got a bunch of talent on the offensive line. They believe in those guys. like you said, I think, you know, they play together. You know, all five of those guys are on the same page every snap. And it's going to be a challenge for us, I think, you know, to kind of, you know, go out and, you know, push the pocket and, you know, and be disruptive.
It's a totally different team from last year, but still Lions, you know, how you lost last year, it's still got to be some type of, I want to get back. You remember that a little bit, you know what I mean, that embarrassment for losing. Is there some of that?
I mean, we're a different team, man. I mean, obviously, I mean, a whole different coaching staff, a bunch of new faces on the defense. I mean, I look at last year. I mean, it is in something in the back of our mind that, you know, we went there and got embarrassed on Thanksgiving Day, you know. But I just know everybody is preparing different. You know, all the guys is just really taking a different approach, you know, because of the situation they're in right now. I mean, everybody's, you know, just taking a different approach and, you know, no going into this game that, you know, we don't need, you know, distractions or anything like that.
Plus, you guys, you mentioned how close you were to Benny. You guys, the whole defensive line, you've been together for a while now, even though it's been in different systems. How does you guys knowing each other so well, how does that help you, just the continuity in that aspect?
I mean, just playing collectively. And you know, they were in one room last year. We were in a different room. They were outside backers. We were the three-down guys. But just playing together for the last 3 or 4 years with those guys, man, I think it's been great. You know, we all been here together, and, you know, with a few new additions of Destiny in the room, you know, he just embracing everything, man, and just us going out in practice, us knowing each other, you know, the way that, you know, that the guys play individually, the way that, you know, every guy in that room, you know, understands everything, and I think that helps us a whole lot.
But you talked a little bit about the offensive line. What are they doing as a whole on offense right now? Like, what are they doing really well? What have you seen out of them?
I mean, I think the way that they're blocking, I think they're blocking really well. I think, you know, they're protecting the guy with the ball, and they're protecting nine back there. And, you know, Coach Wilson said earlier in the week that it's going to be a challenge. You know, don't look at it as get back or, you know, whatever. Just go in and most importantly, worry about us, because at the end of the day, as I've said, you know, for 3 weeks, it's not about the other team. It's about us and what we do.
Like, you're interested to see how this team handles prosperity, being 3-0.
I think everybody is handling right now. Everybody is still hungry, man. I think, you know, everybody is just rallying up behind each other and sticking together. One thing I can say about, you know, this team, you know, with the previous teams is nobody is pointing fingers. When somebody messes up, nobody is pointing a finger. You know, everybody is, you know, keeping that guy up. All right, delete that, next play. And, you know, it happened once. Let's not let it happen again.
What do you see from Matthew Stafford, the difficulties he creates for you guys on the defensive line just by his style of play?
I think, I mean, he makes plays. He's been making plays with his feet a lot. And I say that because he can move around, you know, scramble a little bit, and he throw the ball. He tried to fish the ball in tight windows, and we can see that. I mean, we got to get him on the ground.
All right. Thanks, buddy.